This is Deacon Mike, and today we will examine the readings for the second Sunday of Lent. At this time, I ask you to take your Bible, turn to the book of Genesis, and read from chapter 15, verses 5 to 12, and then verses 17 and 18. Today we read the story of Abram, who is considered the father of the Jewish, Christian, and Muslim faith. God appeared to this elderly nomad with a promise of a great land for the Hebrew people. But Abram questions, of what good is land if there is no heir to inherit it? And so today, God takes him outside to see the stars, which are as numerous as Abraham's descendants will be. Then, remembering the promise of a land to call their own, Abram asks for a sign that this will happen. What is described in the remaining verses is the covenant between God and Abram. Animals for the sacrifice are to be 3 years old, the age of maturity for animals for ritual purposes. Covenant practice called for the animals to be cut in half, with the parts placed on opposite sides each other, so that each party could walk between them, a symbolic way of suggesting that if either side breaks the covenant, may the same thing happen to them as they pass between these parts. The smoking fire pot and the flaming torch are both symbols of God. As they pass between the parts, that is God promising to live up to his part of the covenant. This will bring light to the deep, terrifying darkness, and God will do the same in our times of darkness as well. For our New Testament reading, I ask you to turn to the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians and read from chapter 3, verse 17, to verse 4, chapter 1. Philippians is one of the letters that Paul wrote in prison. Philippi was named after Alexander the Great's father and was an important city in the Roman Empire, where many of the Roman soldiers went to live when they retired from service. Paul is thanking the Christian community there for supporting him with food, blankets, and money, which citizens could provide for prisoners. Paul is reminding them that actions speak louder than words. Telling them to be imitators of him, Paul is not being arrogant, but with humble simplicity, telling them to be God-centered. The enemies of the cross of Christ were those preoccupied not with God, but with earthly things. This was especially evident in Philippi, where some members of the community were becoming rigid in demanding strict observance of dietary laws and the ritual of circumcision, while ignoring those who were poor and needy. In verse 20, we read, "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we also await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Yes, with Jesus the Christ, the new age has begun, but it is not yet complete. Because of our Savior's passion, death, and resurrection, we already are citizens, and it is our responsibility to bring this kingdom to fulfillment. The gospel for the second Sunday of Lent comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 28 to 36. Jesus took Peter, John, and James and went up the mountain to pray. While he was praying, his face changed in appearance, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were conversing with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his exodus that he was going to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep, but becoming fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As they were about to part from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But he did not know what he was saying. While he was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my chosen son. Listen to him." After the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They fell silent and did not at that time tell anyone what they had seen. As it was last week, in our three-year cycle, each second Sunday of Lent tells of the Transfiguration. 8 days earlier to this event, Jesus has predicted to his disciples the agony that his cross and death will bring. And as a way to offset this very dire prediction, His divineness is revealed today to Peter, John, and James, and the voice of God from the cloud saying, "This is my chosen Son. Listen to him." They will come to realize that this is part of the divine plan in order for us to inherit salvation. It is on the mountaintop, the regular place where in the Old Testament one would meet God, that Moses, representative of the Old Testament law, and Elijah, representing the prophets, converses with Jesus, symbolizing the fulfillment of the promise of the Old Testament that we would have a Savior brought to us. There are two very specific references to the Old Testament, especially to the Exodus event. We read in verse 31 of Moses and Elijah speaking of Jesus' own Exodus that was about to happen in Jerusalem. Just as the chosen people were led by Moses and went forth from Egypt to become a chosen people, Jesus will go forth from Jerusalem to open heaven to all. The second reference is to Peter wanting to build three tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, one for Elijah. This was a part of the celebration of the Harvest Festival, also known as the Festival of Booths. This was done for the people to commemorate the Exodus, the prime event of their faith history, where they became God's people and lived for 40 years in tents. So many times when we experience a deeply moving spiritual event in our lives, we want that moment, that feeling, to last. But just as Peter, James, and John come down the mountain to get back to the regular world, they did not come back alone. Jesus was with them. So too we must leave our places of worship to go into the world, but we don't go alone. Jesus is also with us. This is Deacon Mike reminding you to live the Word.